This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the recommended features of dining table. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the recommended features of dining table in the Islamic lifestyle. It is recommended highly in Islam to be present at the dining table while you're in the state of wudu. Obviously, we know that we do wudu before daily prayers. And we take wudu, we do wudu, and it is necessary for the prayers. But obviously, it is also said that it is recommended that a mu'min, a person or a Muslim, should always be in the state of wudu. Why? Because this is the state of purification. It is a state in which a person is pure. And when he is with the wudu, obviously, he takes care of his deeds, his actions, and what he performs. Obviously, he takes care of all those things. And he avoids the things that void the wudu. So generally, it is better to be always in the state of wudu. For example, if a person is using the bath or maybe he sleeps, right after that, if he wakes away and then he goes to the bath and he's washing his hand and face, rather just washing the hand, face and hand, it is better to do a wudu and be in the pure state, because when we are in the wudu, in the state of purification, for the sake of nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are with the wudu, obviously we are in the state of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is also said that a person who sleeps with the wudu, he spends his whole night as a person who is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the recommended features of dining table. And we said that the first recommended feature is to be in the state of wudu. Why? Because if a person is in the state of wudu, obviously he is in a pure state, and it is recommended to be in the pure state all the time. Because people who are in the state of purification, they are in the state of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we want to spend the time when we are eating as something which is close to worshipping, or as it is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is necessary and it is recommended to be in the state of wudu. On the other hand, we have many narrations which talk about washing the hands before and after eating. Before you start eating and after you finished eating, it is recommended to wash your hands, and therefore it is better to do wudu at that time, because this wudu, it's bringing the apparent purification and the spiritual purification as well. Because this food that we are eating, it does not only have effect, the apparent effects on our body, rather it also have effects on our spirit, on our soul. Therefore, if we want to gain the better effect and the positive effect out of this food for our soul, for our body, it is necessary to do something which matches the soul and the body both. And it is wudu which brings the purification, the spiritual purification, as well as the apparent purification in a person. And on top of that, because Imam also has said that it is better to wash your hands before and after, and therefore it keeps us safe from different illnesses. And obviously, if we want to talk according to the hygienic rules, it is better to wash your hands before you eat and also right after when you finish eating, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.